This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for April 15th. I'm Paul Plack. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt has sacrificed Hank Krakowski, who was appointed by the Bush administration to head the FAA's Air Traffic Organization in 2007. Dan Grizzle, FAA's chief counsel, will assume the role of acting ATO chief operating officer while a permanent replacement is found. A controller at Reno Tahoe International Airport was unresponsive for 16 minutes Wednesday morning while a medical flight was circling with an ill passenger on board. The controller's been suspended. So has a controller at Boeing Field King County International in Seattle for falling asleep during his morning shift on Monday. Two controllers at Preston Smith International in Lubbock, Texas have been suspended. They may have fallen asleep during their graveyard shift March 29th. The FAA is also incurring a bit of a black eye for its kid glove treatment of Oklahoma Republican Senator James Inhofe, who landed his Cessna on a closed runway at Port Isabel, Texas back in October. New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez has signed House Bill 12 into law, adding operation of aircraft to the state's existing recreational use statute. The Commercial Spaceflight Federation has a new president. Retired U.S. Navy Rear Admiral Craig E. Steidel starts May 15th. OAG reports the world's airlines are scheduled to offer 317.4 million seats this month. Frontier Airlines has announced fee reductions and policy changes, including elimination of fees for itinerary changes made prior to the day of travel on the airline's classic fares. Vans Aircraft says that on Wednesday, the 198th RV-12 light sport aircraft kit to ship became the 100th to fly. And Burt Rutan is now officially retired. He's moving to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho with his wife, Tanya. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, the conclusion of my conversation with Garmin's Jim Alpizer. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Now get to work on those tax returns and have a clear and unlimited day.